Blog Talk Radio.
Presents to you, in so many counters, your hosts, Miss Toya, Taz, and Father Time. So dim the lights, sit back, relax, and release your thoughts, and enjoy the show.
I gotta find somebody sexy.
actually after I hear this song. Let's get into it. Traffic right about now, so I'm holding it down till you get here. I know he listening, so time I got it held down till you get out of traffic, man. I'm holding it down. Check this out, y'all. Down here in Napa, man. Yo. To do, so I'm trying to figure out what is that to do. Hold up. Where we at? Snake.
Yes.
What's up, baby?
Nothing much.
Man, check this out. I'm down here now. Mm-hmm. I'm missing my baby like crazy. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got nothing going on. I mean, I'm down here bored, man. I mean, your boy bored out his mind.
That's how it is when you're moving somewhere new until you get to, you know people, going places and stuff.
I mean, I'm bored out my mind, baby. I'm bored. I mean, I'm sitting here. I mean, I'm on SinCity.Spruce.com. I'm in the chat room if anybody want to kick it in the chat room, too. Boy, baby, I need something to do. Fuck it. I don't know, man. I'm bored. I'm bored, man. It's just boring. I'm drinking. I'm trying to get it in tonight. I mean, what do you suggest?
I don't know. You don't have no friends down there?
I got one partner. Oh, yeah. Before I go any farther. Mm-hmm. Shout outs to my partner, my little homie, DeAndre Arnold, my boy O, his son. You know, congratulations on him graduating. You know, hey, I ain't think you was going to make it, boy. You know, you just like... And big congratulations. We voted in the top 10... in the country when it comes down to that amateur wrestling. He's top 10 in the country going down to Australia. He's gonna wrestle down there in Australia. Man, I feel proud for him like he was my son, man. Big ups to you, DeAndre. Man, I hope you go down there. I hope you take number one, man. Big ups to you. Boy, flying out 5 in the morning. Go see his son. His son graduate, he proud, and I know he proud. I'm proud for him, man. So, with that being said, what we talking about tonight? I'm gonna kick back, see what I wanna get loose tonight. What we talking about?
I don't know. What are we talking about? I ain't had nothing going on lately.
Damn, so you in the same boat I'm in?
I guess I am.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I tell you what, talk to me. I know you got to, I don't know what the situation is exactly, but, I mean, if he was there, what you be doing right now?
Yeah, what was that?
If you said you ain't had none. Or you said you ain't had nothing going on. I don't know, but what was that?
What? Ain't nothing been going on. Nothing at all.
I'm just saying, man. I'm down here. I'm bored, man. I want to hear stories. I mean, shit, entertain me. I want to be entertained.
Well, if he was here, there would be a lot of things going on. I am like horny as hell.
Ooh-wee. That's what I'm saying. Me too. I'm sitting off, man. I'm in a corner. I feel like I'm in a corner right now, man. I mean, you know, like I said, your boy on SinCity.Spruce.com. I need some pictures or something, man. What's up with the pictures?
You need some pictures.
Something, man. I mean, I need something on SinCityDotSpruce.com, man. I mean,
I'll see what I can do.
Granted, I mean, I look at yours and I be like, God damn, ooh, wait. I know she got something. I wonder what the new one's at.
Yeah, I'm sure I have some I can take or something.
Real talk, man. Real talk. Hey, man, hold on. Let's see if Father Time got out of traffic yet.
Mm-hmm.
Time, you out of traffic yet, dog? Maybe he got us on mute now. So I don't know. All right, so, you know what, man? I've been sitting here. Now, check this out. I was watching. I'm, like I say, your boy, so I've been watching movies out the ass.
Mm-hmm.
I even watched it's the movie with Morris Chestnut in it. Taraji P. Henson.
Yes. Well, he was a good guy, and she was basically a bitch.
Dogging that brother. I mean, all right, now, you know, I mean, the women, I mean, is it that crucial that y'all, well, I ain't going to say y'all, but I mean, when I say y'all, I'm just saying that women. I mean, you know, her whole thing is that she couldn't keep her mother out of business. That was her problem.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. And, I mean, he was a good dude. I mean, he didn't have everything in the world that he wanted to give her. But then, now, the white girl came through that. The white girl came through that. You know what I'm saying? She made him feel good about himself. I mean, at some point in time, man, I mean, as women, y'all look at that like, okay, you know, or do y'all look at like, you know what, well, fuck you then, motherfucker, you, I don't know fuck about you, no way. Or do you ever look at it like, okay, you know, if the situation occurred, if the situation did occur, do you ever look like, okay, I set my game up because she over here got my man, she got my man, so like he just, you know, A1. He feeling like shit. He feeling like shit when he around me. I mean, that ever happened?
Yeah, but she had two issues. It was her mother being in her business and her looking at this money that she's getting more important than her marriage. You know what I'm saying? Or more important than the time and things like that that she was supposed to be spending with her husband, trying to make everybody else think they got it like that. You know what I mean?
Okay, I'm feeling that.
That was like two issues I felt like was going on, and what he felt was important, you know what I mean? What he wanted was more of a family, a child, things like that, and that's not what, you know, they basically weren't on the same page. So on that aspect, she did need to change some things. She needed to see, you know, what it is she was missing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
If you really loved your husband and really wanted to keep him and be with him, she did need to change some things about herself. I mean, she realized it at the end, you know, about telling her mama to stay out of her business because, you know, you got to be there, you and your mama by yourself.
I've been in a situation like that. I've been in a situation where, I mean, the mother actually dictated that. But I can honestly say when I was young, I was in a relationship where the mother actually really did, like, dictate a lot of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, I mean, hell, it almost got physical. I mean, it got the point, I'll slap you and your mama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, it got bad, but then, you know, after I left, that's when the mother finally realized, okay, you know what? It wasn't him. It was my daughter the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
She would do, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be real with you. She would do some shit like, she would ask me to get her hair done, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. That's my girl. No problem. I can get your hair done. That ain't no big thing. But then you would turn right around and tell your mother, ask your mother for some money, because then you would tell her, well, he wouldn't give me no money. You know, but you got a pocket full of money, but you just want more. Because not only, you want your hair, your nails, and your toes and outfit so you can go out. Now, you know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, we on the budget. We can't afford everything. You know, get paid. I try to get something, you know. I try to get your hair done, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I mean, shit, you can look good in the dark if you want to. So, my thing was, I want to go to the club. I want to do this. So, you know, she would actually, she would literally lie to her mother, like, he won't give me no money. So, she went to her mother this one particular day. You know, she got some money from her, but she wanted some more. So she went back and told her mother that I took the money. I took the money. All right. So now I see her mother. You know, her mother's real boy. She always, her mother's a real boisterous person. Real boisterous person. So she comes to me like, motherfucker, don't be taking my motherfucker's all the money. I gave her that money. You know, I'm like, money, what the fuck are you talking about? I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking, hell, I'm the one just got them nails done. I'm the one just paid for that hair. I'm the one just bought that outfit. I'm like, shit, I just gave the diamonds. You know, I just told her. I mean, maybe in hindsight, this probably started the argument a little bit harder. I'm like, I just gave the bitch $200 just to go get that hair. You know what I'm saying? I heard the outfit. You know what I'm saying? Bitch, you know. But, hey, in hindsight, maybe I shouldn't have called her a bitch. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? She's talking about, well, why did you, if you gave, you know, if you got money like that, why you going to take her little $80? Hey, take $80. Just gave her $200. What the fuck are you talking about? So, you know, and mama was like, wait a minute. So, you know, we got her there. We got her there. Like, I'm like, you just told your mama I took $80 from you. And I mean, from that point on, man, you know, it's just been, I mean, man, it's just been hell, you know what I'm saying?
Is that father saying?
He queued in, I don't know where he at, though. I don't know where he at.
Yo, you can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. Making all that noise.
I just got out of traffic. I'm on the way upstairs right now.
Oh, okay. That's what's up.
Give me 2 minutes, man. Give me 2 minutes.
Do what you do, brother. Do what you do.
All right.
Yeah, Janine said, man, Janine, kick back and relax. Janine.
Yeah.
I have another question for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and I'm going to ask this question. What is it you feel that we lacking in this show? I mean, you want our loyals. You want our loyals. I mean, hell, I'm figuring it ain't got hot outside. Maybe everybody's still outside. You know? So maybe that's why ain't nobody calling in. Well, I'm curious. I mean, what do you think we need to do to improve the show? I'm open to suggestions.
I don't know. I mean, to me, it seems like y'all do enough, and I'm thinking maybe that is what it is, because people just not in the house right now, because it's just too hot to be in the house. And maybe people are out at the beach or out at somebody else's house or something.
But shit, ain't this such thing as cell phones?
Yeah, it is.
So, I mean, with that being said, you know, I said, fuck it. I incorporated something new in the show. I've been doing this past couple of weeks. I said, you motherfuckers ain't going to call in, I'm going to call out.
You're going to call people. Well, that's a good idea.
All right. Everybody, I'll come home. So you show, I'm going to call you show. But you never call, so fuck it.
I'm
gonna start calling out my goddamn self.
Hello.
I'll speak to Chase.
Hello.
Can I speak to Che?
What up, dog?
What's up, dude? Man, hey, check this out, man. You on my show, man. I know you got the text, so since you don't ever call my show, I'm going to let my show call you. What's up?
what's up with you, though, man? Hey.
I'm trying to see, man.
Where you at?
Yeah, I'm doing the show, man. I'm doing the show.
Hey.
What's happening?
Hey, I'm calling back in 5 minutes. I'm at work right now. I'm going to hit you back in 5 minutes as soon as I get up, okay? I'm calling them right back, okay?
Yeah. I bet.
Hey,
fuck it. I'm going to go down the line. I'm going to start calling. I mean, hell. What's the worst thing can happen? I'm going to start calling people. What the worst can happen, shit?
Mm-mm.
I mean, hey. You're like, fuck it.
You know, you got your friend Butter down there with you, man.
we're not gonna speak on Butter. You know how that went. You know how that. No longer affiliated with this show anymore. We're not gonna say why. We're just gonna say she knows. She's no longer affiliated with this show. All right, hold up. Another number I'm going to call. All right, another number I'm going to call just so the wind.
Hello?
Yes, I speak to Mel.
This is?
What's up, man? This is Cass from CNC.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I figured, I sent texts and everything. I sent all the show and all that. So I figured since you ain't called the show, who's going to call you? What's good?
I called the show yesterday. I just listened in, though.
So we trying to figure out what's good with you. Why you don't ever talk? Why you don't ever talk to me? Huh?
I don't know.
I ain't cute enough for you to talk to. Is that it?
You say what?
I'm not cute enough for you to talk to. Is that it?
Okay, you breaking up. What?
I said, oh, I'm not cute enough for you to talk to. Is that it?
I guess.
Maybe. What you mean? Yes.
Huh?
I said, how you doing tonight?
Okay. It's been a very hot day.
Are you busy?
No.
Been
up for like about 45 minutes. I took a nap, which I normally don't.
Oh, okay. So, I did call the show.
I haven't called, okay?
I just put her on the spot.
Because, man, I keep trying to get people to call. I send texts now. I love y'all. I want y'all to love me, too. That's all. What's been going on, Mel? What's been going on in your life?
What's been going on in my life?
Everything
going wrong in my life. That's what's going on.
Oh, man, you want to talk about it? You want to tell me about it?
I mean, it's everything. I mean, from my car to having a car accident a couple months ago not receiving my income tax return, so.
Yeah, I know how that feels.
So do I.
Right. So you know what? This is what you need to do. You say you're not doing nothing. Mel, you still here with me, baby?
I'm here.
All right. Since you ain't doing nothing, and I mean, it's been all bad, we all been having a bad week. So what we going to do, we trying to make each other feel good this week. We going to try to make each other feel good while this show going on. Is that cool with you?
Okay.
Okay. I mean, you got to sound a little bit more enthused than that. You can't feel good if you ain't trying to be it.
Just haven't had anything to be enthused about.
Yes, you're talking to Kaz for all the time. Well, what, baby?
What the problem is?
Right.
Everything. Real. I mean, I'm unemployed. I lost my job 6 months ago. Haven't found any unemployment yet. I've been single for a year and a half. That's the longest I've ever been single in my entire life. I haven't had sex in so long, I don't think I know how to do it anymore.
Okay, hold on.
So let's keep on going, okay? I told you, it's everything. I can go on forever.
Well, baby, I mean, I can't get a job. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But now that last one, that's my expertise. So, I mean, if Really, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, you can always holler at your boys. I mean, we here at Sin City. We ain't the police. I'm telling you.
What'd you say your name was again?
Melanie. Yeah.
How you doing, Melanie?
Fine, I guess.
So you kind of in between, right? So you basically look for a little something, right?
Meaning what exactly?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I mean, Melanie. I'm going to tell you right now. We here at Sin City, and this is Cass talking. I'm going to tell you, for that last problem that you had, I just want you to know.
With pussy.
That last problem that you got a problem with, you know what I'm saying? I can't get you a job, but I guarantee, if you sit down, you call your boy, you kick it, I guarantee I do more. I'm guaranteed to do this. I'm guaranteed.
I knocked the dust off that pussy.
I'm guaranteed for that one. I'm guaranteed. I'll let your boy.
So why are you alone? Do you choose to be
alone?
Are the guys not approaching you? What's going on?
Oh, no. I just, for the past year and a half, I've been on dates and everything. They've just been idiots.
Your dates
not
have been
time.
Dead in the past year and a half?
Yeah, I've been single for a past year and a half. I just won't settle for anyone.
You don't. Okay. Well, what are you looking for? What's your qualification?
Someone that has been psychotic, someone that after one date thinks that, after like one date I don't want someone to think like I'm their woman already. Should have
after
a job at
date?
Least.
Wait, you said after one date he already think you his woman?
Yeah, that was back in February. After one date, all we did was go have some drinks, and he was like, he blew my phone up, and if I didn't answer my phone, he was like leaving me messages saying, where you at? You out with another man? Where you at, huh? You fucking somebody? I'm like, wow, okay.
Fuck it. Put him on blast. What's his name?
Put it out there.
Actually, he's not the time to remember his name. I don't remember.
You don't remember,
you don't remember
his name?
I don't remember his name.
Yes, you do.
I know he's from the south side of Chicago.
Hey, Melanie.
Yeah.
Don't bullshit me.
You know his damn name.
I really can't remember it right now.
Probably ain't from Chicago.
Now, after one day, he ready to make you his woman.
Yeah.
And did you tell him that, you know, that's too fast?
It took him until like last month to stop calling and texting me.
Okay, let me back that up. Okay, what did you do to make to give him that impression? Did you give him some on the first day?
Yeah, I blew his mind.
Well, that's probably why. That's like a good indicator.
Oh, you left that out. Oh, that's kind of my fault. Okay, but still.
Yeah, you sure left that part out, didn't you? Oh, man. You sure left that part out, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, you might want to, what's up, dog?
Hey, she did. She gonna tell him. Well, you know, I don't want no relationship. I just want to be friends. You know, he looks down his nose.
That happened to me back in January too. I went on another date and he was playing with his girlfriend. I didn't put out for a week.
Wait a minute, I got one more, dog. He's like, nah, you know, you my woman. She was like, what? That motherfucker looked at her and told
her. Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Now, you saying this was two different guys made you their woman right away. Thought you were their woman right away.
Huh?
Is that what you said?
Yeah, two of them. And one of them, and the one in January, I didn't put out for a week. But he proclaimed me as his girlfriend after the first day.
Hold up, we got a new caller. We got a new caller calling in. Caller, what's that?
Hey, this is Lena. I was just calling to say what's happening, what y'all doing tonight. What's the show topic?
We're trying to figure out, man. Well, we started off on relationship. I was just calling. We're trying to.
You're fighting it now. I can't hear you.
Well, we're trying to help Mel out. Mel got a problem going on.
What's wrong?
Mel got this stalk. Now, what happened was, Mel, this is what happened. Mel.
Yeah.
That night. Then at the end of the night, she starts saying this to herself.
Been there.
Now she did that, and it worked. It worked. Now he won't leave her alone. So now she's trying to figure out how to fuck get rid of him.
Good question. You got to start Googling motherfuckers first, but I'm trying to think. I got a couple of numbers if it get too bad that she can call. I am bad with that. I mean, stalker. Shit. But, Mel, you're going to have to Google these motherfuckers because they everywhere stalkers. So, how wait, where I'm at?
Google them.
What?
You say Google them?
Google them? The research? Pretty sure if he stalked one, he stalked before. Straight up.
Shut up.
You actually Google people?
Yeah.
And shit actually show up.
Huh?
Shit actually shows up when you Google them?
Of course. You put your information in the computer long enough, you'll be able to put your name in and Google the shit out of people. You'll be surprised at what you find out.
Mm-hmm.
I tell
well,
other
Google
people
myself.
They Google
I don't need to Google your ass.
Why not? I want to find out.
Well, I'm about to Google myself. See some shit pop up.
Okay, I'll Google you.
Oh, shit, man. My shit actually showing up.
Told you. This is not a game.
Oh, fuck.
So wait a minute. You press Google, you go to Google, and you press some shit, and your name actually going to pop up.
Try it. Yep. Your age, information about where you live, stuff like that.
How many people stay in your house sometimes?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa, that ain't me. That's some white dude.
That ain't me.
I'm telling you, I put my mom's name there, and all kind of shit came up. Mm-hmm. You can actually go to
You know what?
What?
Check this out, y'all. I'm a motherfucking actor. I was born in Sydney, Australia. I attended a prestige institution.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a doctor.
All right.
I'm on Forbes magazine.
All right.
Man, I just found a whole bunch of new shit about me, man.
Yeah.
My mama didn't tell me all that shit.
That probably ain't even you, but I'm serious. You playing.
I'm telling you, I put my name in and that's what popped up, so that's what I'm going with.
No, that's right. I'm serious. Stop playing. Or you can also, you'll be surprised to go on Spokio.com and see your shit up there. I'm serious. Spokio. It's called Spokio. Spokeo.com. It's like if you don't have security on your shit, a lot of your information can come up. Sit down, little girl.
I'm cool with her.
No, you wasn't.
What did I just say? I'm
asleep. Don't say nothing else. Just be cool. I said no, you're not.
Why is this better not pop up? I'm suing me a motherfucker.
I know that's right.
I didn't think ain't nothing about me that popped up.
Okay, but y'all still got to help Mel out with her stalker, though.
She won't tell us the names, so we can't help her. You got.
I don't remember his name.
You
oh, man.
Two of them.
Damn,
I just went on with him one time. I don't remember his name.
I had one. I put them boys on his ass.
Right. You ain't got no brothers or nothing?
Hey!
Yeah, I have an older brother.
Shit, put your brother on his ass. Make your brother whoop his ass.
Because I could whoop my brother's ass.
Do you still see him around? I mean, do you still see the guy?
Hit the finger.
Uh-uh.
You just getting off? Give me a cigarette.
I mean, if you don't see him anymore, he can't be considered a stalker.
I never said he was a stalker.
Oh, who said? Somebody said something about stalking.
That's what Kai said. Well, I got a stalker, and I ain't never even slept with him. I'll just.
Why is he stalking?
Because he want to be with me.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you the same question. They got a picture of my motherfucking crib on here.
I told you.
I can't find nothing on me, dog. Can't find a damn thing. They keep going through some actor.
You
got my whole motherfucking address and a picture of the motherfucking place I stay.
Mm-hmm.
Just some bullshit.
Because
there
wasn't
nobody but a stalker
that created their
name.
You got a stalker too. You better watch out. I'm
telling
you.
They got my mom informed on this motherfucker, man. What the fuck?
I'm
serious in the motherfucker, man.
Yo, what's that?
This is some bullshit.
Yeah, buddy.
How can you can't just put your shit out there like that. That shit's gotta be against the law.
Motherfuckers on there.
Yeah, they actually should have a history of all the cribs you done hit.
Or
your put your people name in there, you see how much shit they got on them. Because
if Google Maps can do it, why can't nobody?
Yeah.
Man, they actually got a picture of my motherfucking crib on this motherfucker,
huh?
Dog. It's the correct address and everything.
It's some kind of lock you can put on, some kind of security thing you can put on there. You know what? Actually, if your information come up on Spokio, somebody can sit in front of your house and get all kind of information off you. As far as like, say they sit in front of your house, you have the internet, they can get all your information. If they hit Spokio, they can get just, you know what I'm saying? Like, say you bought something offline, they can get all kind of little codes and shit. My cousin be doing that dumb shit. He'll be in jail soon, I'm sure. Straight up.
This shit ain't right. I ain't got my fucking phone number on here.
Yeah.
This is bullshit, man. I gotta go talk to somebody about this shit. This shit should not be allowed. You breaking up, dude.
I said you hit all the porn site. They won't have all your information.
I don't visit the porn site. I got enough DVDs for that.
Oh my goodness.
Woo-hoo. I got some lag for it. Everybody watch porn. Everybody
love
watch porn.
Love porn.
See, and I'm pretty sure you got a collection too.
A lot of people always talking about they don't watch it. So now I'm trying to figure out.
I don't watch it.
I like playing Sam and Sam.
Simon. Oh, shit.
Okay, and how does Simon Says go?
B-Cat. Come on now. Simon Says, do that. You know the rest.
Show the hell.
Do
the first thing out of his mouth.
Tyler
said,
you're
okay.
Who was that talking in the background?
That's my cousin. This is Chad. She said, what's up, fellas?
Tell us that what's good.
What's good? This good-ass night air. We just left the pool. Now we going home. Get ready for the gig in the morning. You know. Same old thing.
Okay.
Dang, he done switched our whole topic.
You switched the topic. I've been looking myself up. Now I'm scared. Peeking out the window and shit.
Yeah, that shit. They get a lot of your info. If you have a Facebook, they get a lot of that shit. Actually, it's some stuff out in your settings, because they can put like your statuses in a Mac got going on there. Stats, some kind of shit they got going. They say block it, so yo info, some shit. I haven't got deep off and down there, but again, I don't be on the computer with my information. I ain't got no info. I don't got no info.
But you know, that don't happen at SinCity.Squiz.com.
Hi.
Check this out, dog. I'm in the chat room, and Janine is telling me to take off my clothes.
I got
a little hot. So I got a little hot shirt on. So
take that shit off. I know you're hot. You might as well take the other shirt off. Oh, she said your shirt. I thought she was talking about everything.
You need to take off everything. It's hot.
Don't stop there, shit. Go hard, Cass.
Uh-oh. Sound like a challenge.
Very quickly. I'm so serious. So hard. And snap for the motherfucking camera.
Yeah.
messed up. My stuff back.
We're waiting. Do. Oh my goodness. Oh god damn.
What are you saying, oh my goodness, folks?
Right.
What? You're not, don't worry about it. That was for my ass. everybody can.
I don't need to see that shit anyway.
Oh, no, you don't. Don't worry about it.
Ooh, somebody's getting an attitude.
I don't have no attitude. I want to see.
I'm expecting some hostility.
I guess you got to go to SinCity.com, babe.
Mm-hmm.
I
got to
go.
I'll see it one day when I hop online, I guess. Right now, ain't happening. Oh, shit.
You ain't got no page up?
No, I do, but I just moved. So it sucks. Ooh.
You just broke up.
I need to see what's under Kaz's shirt. Well, he got this capsite on. Come in, coach. Say it ain't so.
It ain't so.
Okay, I want to see. I even got a couple dollar bills to throw at your ass.
In that case, yeah.
I got some change. That was just calling me.
I don't feel like talking to this.
Feel lovely.
Call him and put him on the show.
Hi.
What's his number? We'll call him for you.
Right.
Call who?
I'm calling everybody tonight, man. I'm calling motherfucker.
You ain't calling me. I just got a little text.
Hey, what's you want to play a prank on dude?
Huh?
You want to play a prank on him?
On who?
On whoever just called you. I'll prank his ass.
And that's a stalker, too.
Oh, he a stalker? What's his name? Just give me his nickname. What you call him?
Giving him all information, too.
His name is Bluebird.com.
Oh, come
his
on,
name
man.
Is.
You want me to prank him or not?
Mama should have swallowed.
Huh?
His name is Mama Should Have Swallowed Me. Let me see. His name. Wait, I'm trying to get you his number. Shit. This looks crazy. His name is CD.
Wait a minute, you had to go through your phone to get his name?
No, his number.
Okay, what's his number?
You can call him wherever the hell you want to. Shit. Me? I don't care. No, his name's Vito. Oh, for real shit, his Vito number is 290-9.
Wait a minute. Oh, hold on. Before we even do this, we're not talking about Vito from the hood, are we?
Huh?
We're not talking about Vito from the hood, are we?
I'm talking about Vito from Goodfellas. Just call the number.
From Idaho?
No.
You know, she know what I'm talking about. We ain't talking about Vito from the hood, is.
Why you gotta talk so much? Hey. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He blows his hair right now. Call that crazy ass dude. You gotta think he hallucinating.
Oh.
I think I hung up. Huh?
I said, fuck it, call him. I don't care.
Oh, no, this is just Frankie. That's my boy. I ain't going to give y'all the other loser number. I might need him for something.
Wow.
Oh, I said other loser. We don't need to call him.
Wow. You might need him for something else.
I'm going to punch you, Cass.
I'm about to start.
Don't be busting me out. Hell no.
Nah. Man, y'all want me to prank the dude or not?
Yeah,
I'll
we
prank you, man.
Holler at me.
I'm about to take over.
You mean?
Is he like... Who mean? I'm trying to get the prank going.
Let's go.
Okay, now what type of relationship you got with this guy?
This my homie, but he getting on my friend nerves, so that's why he calling me, so I can put in a good word, and I can't do it.
Well, I need something to prank him on. You have? That ain't gonna work there. I need more information. Who is his woman? What's his woman name? Hello?
Hello, I don't know.
Damn, did she hang up?
No, we don't hear anything else.
Well, I mean, I was going to try to prove the dude. Gotta have some fun with it.
All right, man. I say, dog, fuck it. We just having fun now, man. I figure like this, dog. Motherfuckers ain't calling us. We gonna call them. Matter of fact, what's Bush we get?
he reading his book.
Reading a book?
Yeah.
I'm gonna leave that one alone. I'm gonna leave that one alone.
Yay. I'm trying to think of somebody I want to prank somebody live.
Yes.
My mama.
Like,
Mom, Red just got out. He just called me.
Okay, now you don't have a hating.
It'd be funny as hell, though.
What's he gonna do?
I'm her son. She ain't gonna just stop loving me. Because I played a little joke on her. It's just a little jokey joke. As my man Martin says, it's just a jokey joke. You know what I mean? Now, what was y'all talking about earlier, man, with the, you said something about you took your baby's money?
Huh?
Uh-oh.
Did I hear that wrong?
Yeah, I think you heard that wrong, bro. I ain't took no kids' money. Shit, they take my money.
He told me you was talking about your baby's mama, I think. And her mama or something.
Yeah, man. No, it was, man. I gave her some money once. And matter of fact, man, I don't know if you were staying there or you had just moved. But I gave her some money, and she went back and got some money from her mother, but she lied and said that I took her money. So a mother came over there like, that's my baby. Then you don't be taking my baby money. Bitch, I ain't took your baby money. Fuck you, man.
Oh, okay. Okay. I caught the, I missed something. I thought you were saying you took one of your daughter. Your baby mama said you took your daughter's money.
Oh, hell no, man. I mean, give me a man, shit. My kids spend money for you. When you put it in their hand, turn your head, they like, it's gone.
Okay. Now, Agent, let me ask you a question. It's really not nothing to do on a Wednesday. It's not a Wednesday-type topic question.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need a little a woman's perspective on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now my daughter still lives with me, right?
Yeah.
I'm still paying child support, right? Till we go to court.
Yeah.
And she ain't, my daughter ain't receiving anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, would I be wrong if I go over there and punch her in the face?
You have to take the mother back to court.
I'm saying, I mean, we got a court date, but we have to wait, right? You know, it's like,
yeah,
got to wait till August. You know, but yet still, I'm still paying, right? She's still receiving money, even though our child lives here with me. So shouldn't that money go to our child? That's
they
all
might,
said, right?
They may backdate it when you get to court, where she will owe you that money back. But yeah, you will. I was in that situation too, so.
Okay.
I was with my husband. Yeah, he had to continue to pay until they went to court. And when they went to court, they backdated it from the time she actually came to live with us. So basically, she had to pay that money back.
Did he go and punch her in the face?
No, he probably wanted to. He probably wanted to, but he didn't.
This is what I'm going to tell you, man. Before you actually punch her, this is what I want you to tell her. I want you to stand there right in front of her, and I want you to say this.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Hey, motherfucking man. I think that's bullshit, man. She should be giving her that money. Every time she get that money, it should go straight to her. You know what I'm saying? She ain't gave her shit in the past month.
Nigga, please.
That's some bullshit, man. But if I go act a fool, I'm the one going to go to jail. That's wrong, man. That's some bullshit, man. That's why I'm fucking it. I don't want to wait till August. This is just June. That's like eight payments away.
Yep.
That shit's bogus. That shit's wrong.
That's how the justice system.
It's the bullshit system. It's the bullshit system. That's what it is. The bullshit system. You don't
like
collect my money. I ain't doing shit.
Hold on. Bruh, hold on, man. I hear you, and I see you. That's mad. I feel like hearing some music, man. So I'm playing something. We're going to come right back, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's relax a little bit. Today's a day to relax. Let's relax.
Oh, give it.
Not a getting on when you need me. I will be there for you, my
I love that song, man.
Yeah, that
did it. Hey, hold on before y'all get to going again. I got another question. All right. Whoa. We got a new call to the show, y'all. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
This is Cheese, man.
Cheese, what's up, Cheese baby?
What's going on there, brother?
What's happening?
Not too much, man. I thought I'd call in and listen in on your radio show, man. So, hey, y'all go and do your thing.
That's my brother. That's what I'm about now, y'all. That's that old school pimp right there. That's big Cheese right there. That's the old pimp. He was kicking it back in the fucking blood way back in the day.
Okay. All right, Jenny, I got one for you. This is hypothetical, right? Okay. Actually, I'm going to put myself in it. So this is me talking, right? Okay, mm-hmm. I got this neighbor, right? She's, you know, she's pretty fine, right? Nice little frame mm-hmm. on and everything. You know, I see her at the mm-hmm. club, you know, a few times here and there. But I do notice that, you know, she's got a lot of dudes. You know, she bring a lot of dudes home from the club, right?
Okay.
And I know this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now I have conversations with her in the hallway. You know what I mean? You know, just passing by conversations. You know, hey, how you
mm-hmm.
doing? You know, we talk about a baby or whatever. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? But now I'm on a mission to, you know, well, you know, I want to try to get some, right? So
okay.
my thing is, see, I'm old school. I'm one of those old school dudes.
Uh-huh.
I think it's, you know, one man, one woman. But now
mm-hmm.
I already know that she kind of, what's the word, promiscuous or whatever the word is, you know. I know she's
yeah.
you know, she's down a lot, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So now, in your opinion, knowing that I'm old school,
mm-hmm.
should I go for it?
I mean, so you looking for that one woman, and you know she probably not it, so
right.
Don't go into it with your expectations high. I'm not going to tell you not to do it.
I'm going to tell you, don't do it. Don't do it.
why you say don't, man?
That might be the one that she might change for him or something. You can't say that.
No. Listen.
What you saying, man? What you saying?
Cause, all right, man, look, I love you like a brother, dog, so don't take this personal. You got a bad habit of trying to change holes in the housewife. Don't do it, man.
So you saying I shouldn't even try?
You can fuck her, but don't even fuck with her, man. Don't even fuck with her. Don't fuck
see, that's
with
what
her,
I'm
man.
See, that's what I'm scared of, dog. Because you know, if I fuck around and get some.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this shit might be the bomb to me, but then I know how she is. I don't know
right.
if I can handle that, man.
Right, you gonna start feeling getting mad. You remember the strip club? That, I mean, damn, come on, man.
But I want some of her bad, man. I can
keep her.
Go
no.
for it then.
No,
see, now he
no.
said go for it.
Go for
why,
it.
Why you saying go for it, bro?
Hey, look at it, man. You know she got some old dudes, and everybody taking a shot at it, so you might as well go and get your little shot.
Yeah, I understand that, Cheese. I understand what you're saying, but he's not built like that. See, he got a bad habit of once he get a shot, he think it's his.
Not
all
no,
of them.
No, man. Go
no,
get
dog.
Your shot, get you a shot, and let it go.
Nah, he don't do that. That's just it. Jeez, if it was anybody else, I'd say, man, go and get you, buy you a box of condoms and call it a day. Not him. He don't know when to stop, Jeez. He the type of motherfucker that will, and if it's good, if it's squirting all and everything on him, Jeez, this nigga sprung. He's sprung.
Come on, dog.
Sprung. Yes, you done woke up many a times. You may got to save a hole many a times.
Twice, dude. Two times, man.
I mean, dog,
Austin and Tracy, that's it.
Dog, I ain't got enough. Come on, man, you had, they had you, man. No, dog, because they, I mean, think about it, man. Think about what you went through, man. You was ready to wage war against the homies for these bitches. And you knew they was bust down.
That ain't true. I ain't know.
You met Parker in a strip club. How did you not know she was a bust down? Hell, everybody hit it.
No, everybody ain't hit her.
Yeah, they did. Who didn't?
No, I don't think so. Because if everybody would hit it, it'd be like...
I'm going to war,
baby.
I mean, now, hold on. Everybody hit it before you did. It was just once you hit it, you fell in love with it.
I totally disagree. That ain't got shit to do with what I'm talking about now anyway. I'm talking about my neighbor. I ain't talking about Pumpkin. I don't fuck with her no more.
But this ain't number 2011 Pumpkin. The bitch, you just said the bitch promiscuous. All right, man, come on, dog. You know you got a bad habit of making holes in the housewife. You know it never works out. You come out with the short end of the stick. You mad. You upset. Dude, just don't even go there. You don't know how to get no pussy and walk away. You got to always try
Jimmy, you bullshitting.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Nah, I wish I had somebody on here that can read a history with us. Dog, you know I love you like a big brother, dog, so I'm telling you this from the heart. Don't fuck with it.
Get up, please.
Dude, go get you some of my church, man.
All right, hold on. We got new callers to the show, man. We got new callers in. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, I got cut off earlier.
What is Lena again? Dog, man, don't do it, man. For real, don't do it.
Well, it was just a question, man. I was looking for a female's point of view. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, what's the question?
I got a question.
Come on,
you got
two females right here. Come on,
tell
me.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Right here.
I know I
do. It depends on the kind of weave I put in my hair. I'm white. Where, babe? Okay.
All right, man, hold on, dog. We got another caller. Sunshine, what's happening, babe?
Hey, y'all.
Hey, Sunshine. How you doing?
You know I'm finna tear to your ass. You said you want a woman's point of view. Don't you do that shit to yourself.
I was thinking the same thing. Don't do it.
Oh, everybody telling me don't do it.
Do not do it. You treat that shit like it's
why.
The plague. What you
told
mean?
Like
why? Because Cass just said it. If it's good to you, you're going to be stalking that. Look, first of all, she's too close to home. She's too close to home. If that's her neighbor, don't do it. You're going to hit it, you're going to like it, and you're going to want to hit it again, and then you're going to see her bringing somebody else home, and either you're going to get this off and be trying to kill her, or your feelings going to be hers.
You know
you're
how emotional.
Too close to home. Don't do it.
You know how emotional you are. Huh?
I say go for it. I just want to see what's gonna happen.
you know what I'm talking about. No. She the devil. Don't listen to her. She is the devil reincarnate. Do not listen to her right now.
Do it, Father. Do it.
She just wanted to hear you call it. See, she just won on the next session after you hit it and got the feeling hurt. She want to hear you crying on air. Don't listen to her.
I ain't gonna be crying. And then you sitting there, you, this is what you're saying.
Yes, they deserve to die, and I hope they burn in hell.
Ain't nobody saying you weak. I mean, you could be crying because you feel guilty because you had to choke up a little bit.
Yes, they is, Father Sam. Yes, they is. Don't listen to them.
No, oh, you hush. You was trying to send him to hell in some gasoline drawers. You shut up. I'm trying to set him up like that. Something's wrong.
First time a nigga come walking out of that 6 in the morning, you got a bad habit of splurging. You do. You will be nice and you will buy somebody this and that. But then as soon as that dude come out 6 in the morning, you got the police there. They handcuff you. And all, you sitting in the motherfucker car hollering this.
You owe me some money, motherfucker? Hell nah.
I mean, you fail to realize, man, I can walk away, too, bro. I can walk away, too.
Yeah, you can.
You don't walk away to across the street. You ain't got far to walk away to if she your neighbor.
Brother.
Hell, wait a minute. What if she gets fun? What if she like it? Then she's going to be stalking your ass.
It's so funny. It's crazy.
Hey, I welcome stalker. That's cool. You stalk me, baby.
She might be mentally unstable. I'm telling you, that's too close to home. Don't do it.
I don't have a problem. That's a compliment to me.
Are you serious?
Stalking is a compliment.
Well, okay, you know what? Do what you do. I just want to hear about it later.
I want you to tell
every detail about how crazy her ass was, how she didn't want you to leave the first night. I want to know everything. You better not leave out shit, because I'm telling you, there's something more to it. She's too close to home, and you talking about you welcome a stalker. You ain't been stalked by the right one, so go ahead and do you, and I just want to hear about it.
Woman, you not even know. She could be just perfect for you.
No, she can't be my woman.
I'm just saying, she might be. She might trade for you.
That would be nice.
Yeah, wouldn't it?
Oh, Lord.
Lord.
Oh,
Lord.
This man is funny. I mean, seriously, it could happen. I'm being serious.
Now, let's just say something. You know, let's just say y'all did do something, and it did transpire to something. But now, just say y'all at a restaurant or something, dog. Y'all at a restaurant and a nigga walk up and he say some shit like this.
I didn't even remember your name. Did you call your jawbone?
I can't deal with that.
This motherfucker retired. I can't deal with that.
How can you deal with that?
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
I'm going to knock his ass out. You're going to disrespect my woman in front of me. If she my woman, you can't disrespect her in front of me.
See, she know what to do.
You're going to be fighting a lot of motherfuckers. You might as well leave her alone.
Listen to the devil advocate.
I'm telling you. Motherfuckers are brought to her comments on what's up on that head.
No, it don't matter whether it's her or who, it don't matter who it is.
Some niggas
bold. Exactly. And somebody has been with other people. I mean,
exactly.
That can happen to anybody. That can happen
that's
to anybody. Exactly.
Certain girls, they carry themselves like that. They get approached like that. If she that type of person, I done been with motherfuckers, but they'll never come to me talking that bullshit as far as what's up with that head or none of that. So I'm just saying, is she that type of person? It has been out there, motherfuckers sitting down with their dude. I've seen it with my own eyes, and motherfuckers saying, what up with that pussy? Like, this nigga not even sitting there. And she grinning at stupid. The dude looking like, got that look like he just ate her ass last night, and knowing that she got this other man. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Brother, listen to me, man. You listening to me, dog?
Yeah, man. Go ahead.
You make him feel off.
You looking kind of unfamiliar right now. Can I help you, sir?
That ain't even
cool. Hey, you looking unfamiliar right now. I mean, dog, come on, man.
That ain't cool.
Real talk. Man, a motherfucker walk up to her and just be like,
what's up, man? Is we fucking or what?
Not in front of me.
Exactly.
Not in front of me.
Okay,
not in front of me.
Exactly, because he's a gentleman. He's a gentleman.
In front of you, when you go to the bathroom and leave her sitting up by herself, if that's how she put herself out there, he's gonna approach her, especially if he's already tapped it.
Right.
Well, but he ain't gonna do it in front of me. That's my point. It won't be in front of me.
And guess what? He gonna tap it again, and that won't be in front of you either. Well, yes, it will, because you'll be watching from the balcony.
Y'all don't even know this woman.
She's gonna say she's promiscuous as hell.
She probably just ain't found the right one. I mean, y'all did just judge this poor woman. Yeah, she might be perfect for Father's hand.
Look,
I thought everybody knew it. Shit, something about, you know, she, I mean, well, Sad said don't do it, so I just assumed she was a tramp.
I won't say she a tramp.
Well, whore,
exactly.
She's in the back of somebody's damn car with some silver bracelets on. Quit playing with me.
You know what?
I ain't gonna kill nobody. I'm only killing for two women, my daughter and my mother. That's it. I ain't killing for nobody else.
Look,
if
you
go to jail for a woman, it's gonna be for them too.
You can go to jail for assault. You ain't gotta kill nobody. You can just choke her a little bit. You ain't even gotta choke her enough to make her gag. You can just choke her a little bit. And you still gonna get them silver bracelets. Cause you the same enough to do.
I'm
okay.
Saying if a dude disrespects, okay, if I'm sitting there with a female, okay, what type of female she is, if he walks up and say some bullshit like that, then he disrespected me. He disrespected
you know,
me
you know.
As a man.
Okay, what if even take offensive to it?
That ain't the point. He's still disrespecting.
I'm saying
I'm, talking, I'm sitting with this woman. Me and this woman is having a one-on-one conversation. We just
right.
Chilling. And he walk up and say, hey, what's up, baby? You going to suck my dick tonight?
Right.
He's disrespecting me.
You're right, but what if she gets to give
you? She ain't asking you.
She gives it like the shit cute.
That ain't the point. He's still disrespecting me.
Okay.
But he's not asking you to do it. He's asking her to do it. So how he disrespecting you if he asking her?
Exactly.
Because I'm sitting there. I'm sitting there, and he treating me like fuck you, dude.
Exactly.
On,
and you got to stand up for your manhood. Exactly.
Let me flip it on y'all. Let me flip
exactly.
it on y'all. Y'all was
Hold on.
Let me flip it. Let me flip it on y'all. Y'all sitting there with a man, and another dude come and roll up on y'all like that. What y'all expect that man to do that you're sitting there with? Just sit there?
And then we'll take you
on
a hug.
See,
you
that nigga off the club and I'm finished with his ass.
Exactly. You might mind saying you right.
And say something.
Do if a nigga did that See, he don't think about that.
But y'all still gonna be with that man. Y'all gonna be with that man though, right? He let another man disrespect you and in his presence. But that's the motherfucker you're gonna be with. Yeah, right.
We wouldn't let another woman do that. Why would the man do that? We wouldn't let another woman do that if we sitting
exactly.
with a man that we with.
Exactly,
because
now she's disrespecting you.
Hey, like,
I'm
your
man.
Come on, man. I'd be like, you gotta check that bitch, but you get hit in the mouth and the bitch see you cry. That's how I play back. You got shit to say to her. I don't know what the fuck they deal is, so that's how I play that one. I'm a player all day. See me talking about my elders when I'm sick.
You ain't no player.
Come on now, you know I really am. Don't play no games. No, I'm
look,
talking
look,
to you.
Look,
hit that goddamn button.
Hey, brother, look. Look, I'm going to tell you the conversation. If you go out with this girl, this is the conversation you wind up having. Man, you're going to wind up having this conversation you go out with this girl.
Well, I don't see what the big deal is with hoes anyway. Right. All women are not hoes. We're talking 25% tops. Okay, but if they not all hoes, then why I got to pay to take them out to eat then? I mean, I'm paying. That's payment. I don't know, because that's just what you do. You meet a girl, you take her out to dinner, but you're not paying the girl. You're paying the restaurant. But I'm paying, which makes her a hoe. Why don't I just give her the money I was going to spend on dinner, and that hoe can go grocery shopping?
Goddamn it, y'all retarded. That is so crazy. Father Payne, go ahead and hit that pussy and strap the hell up. Enjoy.
Okay.
I agree. I agree.
Don't
kill
it.
So do I.
Go with your first man. Go with your first man. You know you want it. Just go ahead and do it.
No matter what we say, you're going to do what you want
to
do.
Exactly.
I was just going to say that. I don't even know why he asking our opinion in the first goddamn place. He know the first chance he gets to holler at her ass, he going to be over there knocking on her damn door.
Right. I'm just trying to give
Excuse me, miss.
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say nothing was wrong with it. Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you what's wrong with it. You fucking around with this fraud, let me tell you what's going to be wrong.
You fuck around with me, there's going to be consequences and repercussions.
Dog, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Nigga, check that hole.
And be done with it.
I ain't gonna be doing no checking, bro. I'm just wondering, man. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
I'm just trying. I like to get you, and I like to get the female's point of view.
There
you
go. Get your nut on, baby.
Say what? What?
Stop doing them that. You know what? I got something to say. Everybody's telling Father Time to do all this shit. To go ahead.
Fuck all y'all.
Shit.
Is you taking that shirt off or what? Why you keep talking?
Oh, he took that shirt off already and put it back on. You missed it.
You said.
Y'all missed it.
I got a photographic memory anyway. All right, it was funny.
I could have ran with that, but I'm not.
Please don't. Hey, well, check this out, y'all. We didn't overstep our boundaries. We went farther than what we were supposed to. So we ain't even, damn, they done took us off stream, dog. We not even streaming no more.
So,
but as usual, we ain't gonna stop it. We make them take us off there. So hey, check this out, SinCity.Spruce.com. I'm on here right now. Janine on here right now. So if y'all want to get it in, kick back, have a little fun for a minute. Shit, you know we can webcam it all night. What's really hood? Shit, fuck with your boys.
Hey Janine, right, what you think about that poetry last night? What you deep or what?
Yeah, I liked it. Mhm, I did. I really liked that.
She was deep as hell. But go ahead, man. I just wanted to get some feedback off of that. That's all.
Oh shit, man. I see my girl. Mel. She called back in. She's still listening to us. I appreciate it. I listened to her. Hey, Mel. I got one question for you.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Get it in, baby. Just get it in. All right, check it out. You know how we do. Janine, any last words?
Good show.
What?
Good show. I will talk to y'all later.
I get it, bye.
Okay. Sunshine?
Oh, we were good. Even though I'm against father time messing with old girl because that's too close to home, I would like to know what's happened. You know, what go on. Keep us posted. Let us know who's talking who. All
right, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know because we're going to the club on Friday night. call in on Tuesday and I'll tell you exactly what happened. Ain't no shame in my game.
What was that old school song? I wonder if I take you home. Oh, okay.
You still be mine. I'm gonna play that next week. let me write that down.
Aye, okay. All right, dog, any last words, man?
Hey man, it's SinCity.Spruce.com, y'all. And where the white women at?
Hey, I'm in the chat room, dog. You get in the chat room tonight? What's happening?
Nah, man. I still can't make that movie, I do.
Oh, okay. Well, shit, I'm going to be in the chat room for a minute, y'all. Come on, let's get it in, man. Let's do something for fun. All right, y'all. We out.